Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Now joining us on the line is the head coach of the Belmont Clemmy Clear and Goldfield Dawes cross country team, Ethan Albertson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
So we haven't really had a chance to talk about, obviously, this new co-op sharing agreement this year between Belmont Clemmy and Clear and Goldfield Dawes with the boys cross country. Just cute. Maybe tell the listeners out there, just how has it gone so far this year meshing these two programs together with kids that, you know, probably are familiar with each other but just haven't competed with each other before?
Well, I would say that the sharing agreement so far has gone really well. I think the kids get along really well, and they truly do like training and competing with one another. I think the real benefit, not only with having larger groups to train with, but also being able to compete as a full team, because for the past few years it's been difficult for each team to compete as a team. So in cross country, you know, you need five individuals on varsity. You add their scores together, and then the lowest score determines your place for the meet. So the kids have enjoyed having teammates to train with and rely on and even learn things from. So far it's been excellent. The kids from Belmont have been really good about it. The kids from Clarion and working with Coach Daniel Murray has been truly refreshing for me, and I've really enjoyed every second of it.
And as we take a look at how you had your most recent meet, you guys were at the Mason City Riverhawk Invitational last Monday. You guys wound up finishing ninth in that meet. Your top placer was Christopher Greenfield, who, from we know in his time at Clarion, has become a really solid cross-country runner in his own right. Just what can you say about how Chris has helped maybe lead the team throughout the year with the way he's performed as the season's gone on?
Yeah, well, I think what he does really well is when he stands on the starting line, you know, he trusts his training and he believes that anything is possible if you go out there and run hard. You know, we talk about working hard and good things will come and find you. And we, you know, we believe that in all facets of our life, whether it's schoolwork, work, family, and of course running is part of that. What he does really well is he does know his limitations, so he goes out in his first mile. He runs a smart first mile, and then he pushes hard for the next 2 miles when we know it's going to start getting painful. He's very consistent, and he has dropped time basically all year. Right now, he's running in the mid-18s. You know, I think that he believes he's got a 17-minute 5K in him. I certainly think he can do that. It's just going to take some time and a little bit more preparation, and it's going to take some foot turnover in the second half of the race. But I think that the teammates look to him as a leader, and you know, the way that he runs makes the other kids want to run hard too.
And looking at some of the others that have made up your varsity roster, Tate Jackson finishes 61st in that meet at Mason City. You follow that up, Daniel Rodriguez in 77th, and then Herbando Martinez, Alec Harold, and Callum Sippert really round out that varsity lineup. And, you know, it's a young lineup behind Chris Greenfield in that regard. But what have you seen from that youth and the improvements they have made throughout the season?
Yeah, I've watched these kids run since seventh grade, and you know, they do like to run, and they run hard, and when they hear the gun, they run hard. Right now, we are a little thin as far as we've got some people out. We've got some people that are ready to start racing today at Garner. Ethan Vestweber Boots is going to join us today for his first race of the year. Heberardo Martinez has only run twice this year, and he's over the second half of the season, he's going to get faster. Daniel keeps dropping time. These kids do like to run. They do like to train. And when you like, you know, because this is not a sport that everybody's going to like, because it's pain and agony, and it's every day. And, you know, through the whole season, you know, you've got lingering soreness. You've got aches. And this is not for the faint of heart, but these kids genuinely do like to run. Callum Seifert has made huge progress in seventh grade, and I really think he's starting to enjoy racing a lot more, and it shows in a lot of these kids. So Another one who's come really far is Alec Herold. Again, they're young, so they will continue to get faster. So it's exciting, you know, that they've got a good future ahead. We don't graduate anybody this year, so everybody should be coming back, and I think they're going to have a lot of fun next year running together as well.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at your meet tonight in Garner. Good luck on Thursday at Hampton Dumont Cal.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for checking in with us, and you're always welcome to call on us and check for updates.
All right, awesome. That was Ethan Albertson, the head cross-country coach of the Clarion Gold Field Dows and Belmont Clummy Boys cross-country team. And we'll be back with more after this on 95.7 FM.